Mari, para español, oprima 2. Your call may be monitored and recorded to ensure quality customer service. If you are an existing GoDaddy customer, press 1. Otherwise, press 2. Dedicated business phone number, press 1. To build a website or pick the perfect hosting plan, press 2. For professional email or to add new users to your existing email, press 3. For SSL certificates or website security, press 4. To speak with an expert about growing your small business, press 5. For everything else, including help with search engine rankings and marketing tools, press 6. Sorry for the delay. Our representatives are helping customers just like you make a statement on the web. Your call is just as important to us. Please stay on the line, and a representative will be with you soon. Your estimated wait time is 2 minutes or less. If you prefer to hold without music, press the pound or hash sign now. Did you know with GoDaddy you can sell online, in person, or both? Get paid out as fast as the next business day anytime a customer buys your product or service. Ask your representative about accepting payments with the lowest fees in the industry. We appreciate your business and can't wait to exceed your expectations. Please remain on the line, and we will be with you shortly. We appreciate your business and can't wait to exceed your expectations. Please remain on the line, and we will be with you shortly. We appreciate your business and can't wait to exceed your expectations. Please remain on the line, and we will be with you shortly. Thank you for calling Billing and Support. This is Nicole speaking, and who do I have the pleasure of helping today?
Hi, Nicole. This is Bill Payne. I was on a phone call with Antoine. Okay, and he was getting a problem solved, and he went away for about, 5-10 minutes from the phone. He came back, and I could hear him, but he couldn't hear me, and our phone conversation was discontinued.
And I'd like to... let me look to see if there's any notes in here. I can't transfer you to him. We can't transfer internally like that, only to different departments. But I'm sure there's notes in there on who he was talking to. I might be able to reach out if he was talking to any support or something like that.
Nicole, let me give you the phone number, 505-441.
Hold on a second. All right, 505-441. Yep.
0-4-0-1-8. No, just a minute.
0-4-0-1-8?
No, I think I got it wrong here. 0-8-1-4, I'm sorry.
Let me read that back to you. So it's 505-441-0-8-1-4?
Yes, thank you.
All right, I'm not finding an account under that. Do you have a customer number by
the account? Yeah, right. I can get it to you here, I think, providing I have still got an email. Where are we? Email got closed out too. This PC. And here we go. I jumped up here. So let's look here. Okay, the customer number was 522-8337. And I'm not a customer. I terminated my relationship with GoDaddy a year and a half ago or more.
Okay, so what was the issue that we're dealing with if you're not a customer currently?
Oh, what it is, GoDaddy is sending me, wants money, okay? What they've done is hacked prosefight.org. And what it does, it says, on the 17th, we're going to be terminating everything unless you pay up, okay? And I transfer to you.
Let me try to get into this account so I can see. I'm just going to have to send you a one-time PIN so I can get in, unless you know the PIN.
Okay, yeah, sure. I just got... that's what Antoine did, too. So let me get up here.
All right, he sent you a PIN?
Oh, yes.
I have to send you a new one. That one expires. So I'm going to send you a new one the same way.
Okay.
And then let me know when you get it.
Sure.
You can give me the numbers.
Okay, here. Get all new messages.
I sent it to your phone. Do you want me to send it to your email?
Oh, yeah, email. But I heard the phone go off, too. Tell me when, and I'll click on get all the...
I did send it.
okay. The email. If you didn't get it, the email.
No, here it goes. 495-646.
Thank you. All right, let me see what the notes are. What was the domain that you said was affecting it?
PROSEFIGHTS.org.
Okay, so what you have here, you don't have the domain here anymore, but you're hosting your website and that domain through us still. And that expires tomorrow. That's why you're getting that.
Well, okay, what Antoine was doing when he was off the thing, he said, I'm going to try to go and waive any fee, and so you just pay the amount for that, and then we can transfer it over to Green Geeks.
Yep, so you shouldn't have to pay anything. It expires tomorrow, so if you can get on them onto where you have your domain and you want to move your hosting there, you're going to want to do that today if you don't want to pay. Otherwise, you're going to have to renew it.
Okay, but why was Antoine going to say, hey, I got my wallet out, got a credit card, and I was ready to pay to do this, okay, and now...
It doesn't expire until tomorrow. I'm not sure why he was going to charge you today because it doesn't expire until tomorrow, so if you can move it before it expires, then it's not going to go anywhere.
Okay, how do I do this?
So you would have to, it's not something you do on this side, you'd have to contact the other company that you want to move your hosting to and have them initiate a hosting transfer.
Okay.
And they'll pull it from us to them.
Well, okay, thank you, Nicole, but this has been, you know, kind of a disturbing sequence of events. Just roughly what happened, I was a customer since 2006, and then about in January, a manager told me that, hey, we don't like your shared account, we're moving it, so we're renegotiating the amount you have to pay. And I didn't like that, okay? And so what happened is I then took an account out with Green Geeks and moved everything over to them. And everything was working fine until just recently. And
your hosting was paid up.
Manager Victor, it was so unpleasant, I'm blocking on his name. Okay.
I apologize.
Yeah, I know before when Bob Parsons was there, about every year I'd get a phone call from GoDaddy asking me how things are going. And it was very, very cordial until he left.
Yeah. Well, I think they're trying to bring that back now, so I do apologize for past experience.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll contact Green Geeks and see if we can get them into the thing. Because also, the thing I posted on Green Geeks, and what I'm doing is posting things about software certification for the Boeing 737 MAX. The reason is I'm one of the three co-authors of the Boeing 767 software certification policy in 1980. And it looks like the C++ programmers got into it and took it over.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I know. No, it just roughly what happened is before 1966 until after 1980, Boeing hardware software standards required that all software modules be no greater than one page of code. And
yeah.
The reason they did that, if something went wrong, oh, look at that module, okay? Or then also,
yeah, you'd have to go through a lot.
Yeah, and, right? And if you have a big, huge hardware, like in Windows or something like that, and a big module, how do you find the error, you know? And how do you get a programmer that can do it?
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm posting on, and I think somebody didn't like it. Well, okay. Well, thank you very much, Nicole, and I will convey your message to Green Geeks. And, I took out an insurance policy. What I did. The insurance policy, I now have prosafights2.org at HostGator. Okay.
That's good.
Okay, and so in other words, and I can cancel that within 45 days if I can get things set up. But know this thing, you know, they have enormous power if you can cut people off, you know. This has happened.
Yeah.
And the
that's because this one expired.
Yeah, I mean, and the reason I didn't respond to any once I was getting this thing about GoDaddy's no longer is that if I read any of their emails, I couldn't post the emails if they're sending me rotten stuff, okay? Where do I post?
Yep.
And so that's why I haven't read it. But now with HostGator, I'm ready to read the emails. Yes. But thank you very much, Nicole.
You're welcome. And you may get a survey that's going to ask how I do today. Please feel free to fill that out and have a great day.
Thank you.
And call us back if you need any more help.
Thank you, Nicole. Bye.
You're welcome.